another recording. My volume is so low on this phone. I'm trying to turn it up the highest it can go, y'all, so y'all can hear me, because I'm doing a little quick recording for you guys. I want to just talk to you guys for a few minutes. I was actually going to record something for you guys yesterday, but then I didn't end up doing it. And then I was like, well, I'm going to record something today. And then it just worked itself out. So I'm off today, so I can actually record. I just dropped my daughter off at school. So she is at school. And now I can give y'all a little quick recording. You know what's funny about today is that I wish every day was like today. Like, I wish I literally did not have to work a 9-to-5. I wish I had my own business. I wish that I was able to just wake up every day, take my daughter to school, deal with my business, and be able to come and go as I please. And it's like, being on somebody else's schedule is the worst, because I literally don't get that opportunity. And I'm tired of that, you know? Like, why don't I get my own opportunities to do some of the things that I want to do or maybe I need to do? So, with that being said, you guys, it kind of sucks. It's so much happening right now. But I want to talk to y'all about something besides my work. I will make an episode regarding my job, though. But I just, and like careers and stuff like that, I just don't know when. I have a few episode ideas for you guys. Like, there will be one where I'm going to tell you about my job. There's going to be another one where I talk about my mental health. Also, I'm going to do a video where I talk about my hair and what, like, products I use and how I get it to grow. And usually I wash my hair on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. It just depends on the day. So right now I feel like my hair is telling me that it's had it, so I don't know what to do with my hair, y'all. But my twists last for about a week, or these colds or twists, they last me for about a good week before I have to redo them again. But yes, I'm headed to Target right now, y'all. They open up at 7, so I'm gonna head over there and get some Halloween stuff for my daughter. Getting some Halloween stuff for my daughter, so that's what I'm about to do. I'm gonna go there, get her Halloween stuff. And that's that. But tomorrow I'm gonna be getting up at 5:15. I'll do another episode today to talk about my job and my career, because I want to talk about this. All right, I have to do it after I record this one, like later on. But anyway, back to what I was saying, y'all. So yes, sorry, y'all. Basically, what bothers me, I feel like, is a lot of people feel like when you're fully healed or pretty much halfway healed that you don't have emotions, you don't make mistakes, you still don't go through things because everything is sunshines and rainbows. And people feel like when you're finally at peace that because you're at peace that all of a sudden that everything is just good and you're not going to have a bad day or anything like that. Well, not everybody thinks that, but some do. And you're not going to have a bad day. You're not going to have this or that happening to you because of your healing situation. So let me just say this to you guys. I've stated this before, but being at peace, being at full peace, does not mean that everything is perfect. And it also does not mean that every day is going to be this happy day. I can be fully at peace and still have a shitty day. I can be fully at peace and still go through things because I'm a human being. I want you guys to know that. So don't let anybody make you feel like because you're fully healed or halfway healed or because you choose peace and good energy that you can't have a bad day or something bad can't happen. We're all human. I'm going to say this. So something happened on Saturday. I chose to post it on my TikTok because I wanted to just tell a story. I got a lot of feedback and a lot of comments, which I respected most of them, but I don't think a lot of people understood where I was coming from, to be honest with you. Now, I'm going to give y'all a backstory. I have been on OkCupid, okay, and I have been talking to this guy. We have been going back and forth in messages for like a good couple of weeks. Okay, out of nowhere, you know, he's like, here, take my number, text me. We started talking about God, the Bible. We were talking about everything, y'all. Talking about peace and how we were connecting. We connected off our love for music. We like to write, stuff like that. So everything was going good. We were talking for like a good 2 or 3 weeks. We decided we were supposed to meet over the weekend. Friday came and we both canceled because I had to go grocery shopping for my house. This is my week to grocery shop. Me and my mom take turns. And he had to, you know, work late. He had started a new job. Cool. So basically, outside of all these things that's happening, I'm like, cool, it's fine. We don't have to rush anything. We were supposed to meet Saturday. So Saturday comes and we were supposed to meet, right? He picks the spot. He kept pushing the time back. The final time was supposed to be 8:30. Now, you guys know this. I do not like to hang out late at night. I let people know up front that there's reasons to that. For one, I'm not a teenager anymore. Two, I'm not in my early 20s anymore. So I don't like to hang out late at night. I'm a grown woman with a daughter. So if you want to hang with me, you got to come correct and you got to want to hang out during the day. I'm not the type of person that wants to hang out late at night. There's nothing out to do. What am I going to do at 10 o'clock at night? What am I going to do at 11 o'clock at night? Only thing open at 11 o'clock at 10 o'clock at night is the clubs. Am I going to the club? Am I going to the bar? Like, I don't even do those things anymore. So I prefer to hang out during the day, whereas I can go on an actual date with the man, go out to dinner, stuff like that. Well, he said 8:30. I was kind of iffy. Then he was like, he wanted to meet downtown. He goes, let me Uber to you. I was like, why are you Ubering if you have a car? So then I asked him, where's your license and car? He goes, I don't know. This is what I'm being told by him. Basically, in so many words, he was like, legally, he cannot drive his car right now because he needs to get some things fixed on it. He said, I drive my car to work and home, but other than that, I Uber everywhere else I go, or I catch a ride because something's going on with my car and I can't drive it. So I was like, what? So I start digging for more information because I'm trying to get a better understanding of what he's talking about. He then goes on to be like, before I even said that though, I was like, I'm not God. I can't judge you because I'm still getting to know him. So I really don't know, you know, what's real, what's not. I'm still trying to get to know him. He then goes on to say, sorry y'all. But he then goes on to say to me, he's like, well, you can judge or laugh at people who do dumb crimes that could possibly land them in jail. So I was like, what is he hinting at? Did he do some kind of crime or do something stupid to get himself in trouble? I don't know. So I tried to get him to elaborate more on that, but he never did. So that was a sign that was like, okay, that's funny. On top of that, he had told me stories about his daughter who's 4. He was like, he can't see her right now because him and the child's mother aren't getting along and they're in court fighting for joint custody. So I'm like, okay, cool. Now, I don't know if those are red flags or not. Let me know if you think they were. But what happened is, in the midst of us texting each other back and forth, I had said a joke to him because he kept changing the meetup spot and the meetup times. So I said, make up your mind before I fall asleep, LOL. Next thing I know, my messages turned green. Now, everyone knows on the iPhone when your messages turn green, it's either because you've been blocked, the person's out of network, stuff like that can happen, or their phone may be turned off or something. So he then goes to be like, I don't get a response. I even call the cell phone to go straight to voicemail. Okay, I'm wondering what has happened. Did he block me? I don't know. So I pick up my backup phone, my second phone, and I text him from there. And I say, hey, you know, I'm not going to lie. At that point, I was a little infuriated because we were supposed to meet up at 8:30 to hang out, quote unquote. The phone's green. I can't reach you. It's ironic that this whole time we've been texting for the past 3 weeks, your phone has never turned green on any of my texts, and you've always been available. So anyway, he goes on to be like, what did he say? He was just like, the phone just never did nothing. So I sent him a text and I was like, what's going on? I'm like, did you block me? I was like, is it because I made a joke you couldn't take? I was like, well, fine, I'm going to block you too. In so many words, y'all. I was like, I'm going to block you too. I'm like, I thought you were different. Why would you do that? So he literally just, all right, mind you, 30 minutes go by, I check my iPhone, the messages turn blue again. So I'm like, okay, this is fucking weird. I don't know if he blocked me, unblocked me, I don't know what the fuck this man did. But either way, he never responded back to none of my messages. Like, never responded back to my texts on the iPhone, never responded back to my texts on my Android. It was like, if your phone had died, wouldn't you think once the moment it cuts on that you would have enough decency to text or call the person you're supposed to be hanging out with? Mind you, I've never had an issue with this in the past 3 weeks. 3 weeks we've been talking until now. So all that happened, y'all. Now, I am feeling guilty and I'm feeling bad because I feel like I could have handled that differently instead of going off the rails or whatever. I could have handled that differently. So I even go to him. I text him again for my backup phone. I apologize. Yesterday, I was like, I apologize for accusing you of blocking me or saying you blocked me. I was like, I should have handled that differently. I could have reacted better. I don't know if he responded because, personally, I turned my backup phone off. So I don't know if he responded or not, but it was weird, y'all. Like I said, my backup phone was turned off. So, it was no way he was going to be able to reach me anyway. So, obviously, he couldn't reach me because I turned it back off. So, I don't know. But he has both my numbers. So, his ass could have easily texted either or, which he didn't do. So, I'm sitting here like, shit is weird. Like, why would this man not text me? Why would he not call me? All these things were weird, y'all. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. It was plain weird. Because I'm wondering, like, why this person didn't hit me up. So, in the midst of all this, you guys, I'm legit... Ooh, is Publix open? Sorry, y'all, but... In the midst of all this, you guys, so, let me make sure Target is open, y'all. I don't want to just get up here and then now open. So, yeah, in the midst of all that, I'm like, you know, you could have, you know, I'm thinking he could have hit me up. Now, oh, Target don't even open till 8. Dude, I thought they opened up at 7. They must have changed their hours. Guys, I really came here for nothing. Now I'm tired. So Target don't open up till 8 o'clock, y'all. I thought they opened up at 7. I swear to God they used to work open up. That's why I'm wondering why the doors ain't even open. I'm sitting out here like, the hell? Well, I might as well go to another store then until they open up. Because I thought they opened up. I think Publix is open though. Let me see. All these dang stores, ain't nothing open right now. Okay, Publix is open. They open up at 7 a.m. Okay, well, I'm about to run over to Publix then, y'all, because Target is not open yet, and I thought they were. I'm trying to get my daughter stuff for Halloween, but I'm going to just go and run to Publix right quick, and then I'll come back, because I thought they were open. I swear to God, years ago when I worked across the street at McDonald's, I came here at 7 something in the morning and it was open. I'm sitting up here wondering why in my head. Like, I'm like, why the hell? I should have caught on, but I don't know. I'm thinking it was open. That's weird. Anyway, it's cool. It don't matter, y'all. I'll come back. I'm going to just go to Publix first. By the time I come back, they be open. So, because I was wondering why the guy sitting at the doorway just staring out. They're working there, y'all. I'm like, why is he looking out? But anyway, back to my store, y'all. I'm about to run in Publix and grab the food that I need anyway. And then when I leave there, I'll go over to Target because by 8 o'clock, Target will be open. So, ooh. Y'all know I got a bad cough, y'all. All right, so back to my store. So, basically, yeah, so after all that happens, you know, I decided to go on TikTok because I thought I would share this story with my TikTok family. So I'm like, I'm gonna go on TikTok and I'm gonna share this story and see what everybody on TikTok says about it, because I was just like wanting to see what everybody, you know, thoughts was gonna be. So basically, as I get on TikTok and I'm sharing my story or whatever the case may be, a few people were like, oh, you showed, some people in the comments were like, you showed your true colors. Then they were like, well, you definitely need to let him know that you were going through some things and you jumped the gun and blah, blah, blah. I really was like, wait a minute. Wait a freaking minute. This is how I feel. I definitely didn't show my true colors to this man at all. My true colors were never shown. I had a moment, as anyone would. A lot of things are still questionable about this person because I was still getting to know them. Did I jump the gun? Yes. However, I still feel as though, as a grown man, he could have approached the situation differently. We both were wrong. Yes, I apologize for my wrong. He chose to run away and not even acknowledge me. I haven't heard from him since we were supposed to hang out. Granted, I turned my other phone off. Like, not turned it off completely. Like, I paid for it, but you know what I mean. Like, you know how you just turn your phone off or whatever. I could turn it back on and see if he texts back, but I don't think he texts back. He never responded back to the last two texts I sent him. Because I did apologize because I knew what I did was fucking wrong. However, it's despicable for somebody to bullshit me and say to me, I can pull up a whole bunch of fucking texts where this person was like, oh, I'm feeling clingy towards you. I'm liking you a lot. I wouldn't do nothing to hurt you. I'm here for the long run. All this bullshit. And then I make a mistake. I apologize. And then you turn around and basically, I guess because you're mad or you're upset, you don't even acknowledge my text. Because honestly, if that had been me and somebody thought I blocked them, I would text back and say, hey, Sherelle, I didn't block you. That's what would be common sense. I've had this happen before with my guy friend that passed away. I mean, one time I thought he blocked me. And then he texts back like, I didn't block you, my phone died. Like, it's that fucking simple. Just say you didn't block me or something. But he chose not to do that. So, therefore, you know, what am I supposed to think or how am I supposed to fucking react? So, let me say this, y'all. There are no hard feelings, to be honest with you. This person and me only talked for 3 weeks. We never got a chance to meet. If he chose to go left, he can go left. Because honestly, there were some red flags there with the car situation and with the daughter. So that's fine. But again, I wasn't trying to judge because we're still getting to know each other. Now, that's how I feel about it. I don't really care to, you know, be all bent out of shape or upset about something I have no control over. You know, people are going to do what they want to do. And that's just that. It's not a damn thing that you or anyone else can do about what people are going to do. Am I hurt about it? Of course I'm a little disappointed and a little hurt by the situation because I feel like it could have ended differently. I really do. But I've done my part. I apologize. And I'm not going to beat myself up about it. Grand people in the comments were like saying certain things and that's their opinion, but again, they don't know the part of the story I told them. Secondly, you know, shit happens. I mean, that's all I can say. And then, like, on top of that, it's not even this situation that upsets me and makes me sad. It's just that every time that I try to date somebody else or I try to see what else is out there, I get the same fucking type of people. I'm so sick of hearing I'm different, I'm this, I'm that, I'm the third. But you're the same fucking person. You're just like the last person. Like, you're no different. And that makes me not want to date, y'all. Because why would I want to date when I keep meeting the same fucking type of men? Why would I want to put myself out there when I keep meeting the same fucking type of people? Like, it's crazy to me. But I literally meet the same type of people every time I turn around. Ain't nobody no fucking different. Ain't nobody no better. And it's hard. And then on top of that, like, y'all gotta understand that I don't have a lot of people I can go to and talk to about how I feel. Like, yeah, I go to therapy, but there's not a lot, honestly, there's not a lot of people that really get me or that know me. Like, my guy friend who passed away, he understood me. He knew me from my head down to my feet, literally. Like, he knew my personality. He knew who I was, and I could talk to him about stuff, and he would give me advice. I don't have that. Like, I used to have it. Like, yeah, I could go to my girlfriends if I wanted to, and I could be like, oh, like, give me some advice on this situation, but I don't, because a lot of my friends, like, y'all gotta understand, they're married, they've been with their boyfriends for a while, and I don't like to bring my problems or my stuff into their life, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to bring my issues or what I got going on into nobody else's life, so I just try to stay to myself. But it was a select few people on my phone that I could reach out to every now and then. There's still a few now I could, but I just choose not to because, you know, you want to tell yourself you can handle it. You got this, even on toughest days. But it is so hard to trust people nowadays. So hard, y'all. Because because people will do what the fuck they want to do. People do not care. Like, it's like, are there any good men out here? That's what I ask myself on a daily basis. And y'all know some of you are like, aren't you dating your guy friend? But y'all gotta understand, even with this, that situation with my guy friend, yes, I'm dating him, but you gotta understand that, oh sorry y'all, something's in my eye, I gotta rip it out. But you guys gotta understand, my guy friend and me have a great relationship, we really do. However, it's like we're in two different places sometimes. Like, I literally told him what I wanted, a serious relationship. It was even brought up in conversation. Every time it's brought up, he continues to say he just wants us to keep dating. But you gotta understand, I've been friends with this person for 2 years. Part of that year, that man was asking me to be in a relationship with him, to be with him, to do stuff with him, okay? I friend zoned him because I didn't think that we should be dating. I wanted to keep it just friends because I didn't know what could happen. I told you guys I've tried to date a friend in the past and I had to break up with them because it didn't work out. Now, I finally gave my guy friend a chance. And that ended up being a disaster. Well, no, it's not a disaster, but it's like I gave him a chance, but it's like I want a serious relationship. I want something more. And obviously, he doesn't know what he wants. And that's what makes this so hard, because I know what I want. And I feel like it's just, we're dragging our feet, you know? Because I just don't know what to do. So, yes, I do sometimes try to date outside of him. Because it's no type of situation where somebody, where he said, you're my girlfriend, you can't do anything. You know what I mean? He has spoken in the past and said that he only talks to me and all this stuff. But you got to be realistic. Like, I tried to just focus solely on him. But we've been dating for like almost 5 months now. And we're still in the same place. And it's like, I could see if he was a stranger and we were just getting to know each other. But I've known you for almost 3 years. Like, what are we waiting for? You know what I mean? Like, if you don't know if you can be with me, what are we doing? And it's funny because he wants the benefits of me being a girlfriend, but not the title. And I don't like that, because it's like, what are we doing? I just gotta understand where I'm coming from. It's just not easy dating, and it's like I don't know if he is meant to be for me or not for me. I don't know, you guys. It's one of the things I'm still trying to figure out. But all I know is that every time I try to date outside of him, it always ends bad. So I don't know if that's God trying to tell me, like, you need to just stick strictly to him. But my issue with sticking just to my guy friend is that if I do that, am I always just gonna be just the friend that you have, that you hang out with and do things with, but you don't want to give me a title? You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all, this goes deeper. And it's like, I can't really go into full detail right now about this, but it's more to this, Like, literally, I feel like as though I'm doing girlfriend things with no title. And I'm gonna just leave it there. Y'all can assume what you think that means, but it's like, what am I supposed to do? It's frustrating. But anyway, y'all, I gotta run into these stores. I will make another video later about my job and stuff, and I'll make one about my hair. I might do all three today. I don't know yet, but I gotta run to Publix and get this food. Then I gotta run back over to Target, because I thought they opened up at 7:30, but they opened up at 8. So I'm gonna run in here and then run back, and I will talk to you guys soon. Peace and love.